Columbus Police Chief Tom Quinlan said in a statement Monday that he asked the State Bureau of Criminal Investigation to become involved, quote, to remove any doubt among the public about the independence of this investigation. But several hours later, BCI said they would not take it up. Steve Irwin, a spokesperson for the Ohio Attorney General's office, said that in the interval between the shooting and the request, the crime scene had been dismantled and witnesses dispersed. Goodson was shot on his doorstep in North Columbus by Franklin County Sheriff's Deputy Jason Meade, a 17-year veteran who was working with the U.S. Marshals Service Fugitive Task Force. The Marshals Service says they were concluding their operation when Goodson drove by and waved a gun at an officer. There were reports of a verbal exchange, but Columbus police say no other office witnessed the shooting. Members of the task force are not issued body cameras, and no other witnesses have been identified. A gun was recovered near Goodson, but family members say the 23-year-old man, who had a concealed carry license, was simply returning home from the dentist and carried only his house keys and dinner. Goodson was not the target of or related to the Fugitive Task Force investigation. Chief Quinlan says the division's critical incident response team will continue the investigation and asked for calm. The Franklin County coroner will conduct an autopsy. Activists are calling for a protest at the Franklin County Sheriff's Office Friday evening.